Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustin. With us, as he is each Monday, Ken Love, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, it is Monday, but let's start with yesterday's column, which has to do with a candidate for the state Senate.
Well, potential candidate Michael Lasser, a surprise, the chief of staff of Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Been around a long time. He was once Mayor Bloomberg's chief lobbyist in Albany, New York City Mayor Bloomberg, and now he's run Schneiderman's office. All of a sudden, he started doing a poll. He put a poll in the field to see whether or not he should run for a Manhattan state Senate seat.
From there, we go to the state Senate special election on April 19th on Long Island, which, as you write, could turn on whom voters dislike more, Mayor Bill de Blasio or disgraced former GOP Majority Leader Dean Skelos.
Yeah, both sides are really trying to paint the other as a boogeyman. So the Democrats, no matter what they say, try to link the Republican Chris McGrath to Dean Skelos, who was convicted on federal corruption charges. And the Republicans keep trying to take advantage of Mayor de Blasio. Blasio's unpopularity in the district, and they keep linking the Democrat Todd Kominsky, a former federal prosecutor, to the mayor and his New York City policies, saying that if he's elected, the city is going to benefit over Long Island, something obviously Kominsky disagrees with.
And what's this item about the Cuomo's team blocking an endorsement by the Women's Equality Party?
Yeah, the governor created the Women's Equality Party 2 years ago during his reelection. They were considering an endorsement for Sheldon Silver's old seat, the former speaker who was convicted of federal corruption. There's a special election on April 19th. In the end, they did not back the Democratic candidate, Alice Cancel, because of her ties to Sheldon Silver. Cancel was supported by Silver's wife and by his former chief of staff, Judy Rapfogle. So rather than making an endorsement in the race, they took a pass at the governor's urging.
We finally end with perhaps Buffalo's own version of Donald Trump, Carl Paladino, the billionaire businessman, up to some more bombast.
Yeah, he was not happy with my column from a couple of weeks ago, which quoted a former top aide to George Pataki, the former Republican governor, saying that the party has got to step away from people like Trump and Paladino because it's dragging the New York Republicans into irrelevancy in a Democratic-heavy state. He sent a profanity-laced email saying that once you're on his list, you're always on his list, and don't forget, he's considering another run for governor in 2018, New York's own version of Donald Trump.
Ken Levitt, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Monday. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.